Ed Knuckles is the sole owner of Knuckles Truffles, a gourmet chocolate shop tucked into the corner of a yellow townhouse on York Street. Knuckles managed to keep the shop open throughout the entire year of the pandemic, and chocolate sales have done well despite COVID-19. He did, unfortunately, have to downsize his cafe, which had just nicely hit its stride.
The business did actually quite well last year. However, I had just opened up a cafe across the hall from the original shop. Yes. And right when COVID started, we were just getting up to double bookings, just starting to catch on. And then COVID came and everything just dropped off. So we closed, which only lasted for a month. Thank goodness for us. And the next month was Mother's Day, May, which is a very good chocolate holiday. So I opened back up the shop in fact, we went back to the original shop and opened it up in March and May, and we've been open since then. We had all the chocolate holidays, we did very well.
Yeah, I did notice that you had scaled down from your cafe venture. Was that a difficult decision to make since it was just hitting its stride?
Oh, it was a very difficult decision to make. As you can well imagine, especially in the food business, opening up a cafe is quite an expensive proposition. Mm-hmm. And as long as it was open, I could pay all my loans off, all my debt. But of course, when it closed, it was, how am I going to pay this? Mm-hmm. Government helped as far as the CERB, C-E-R-B.
Sure.
On a personal level, but of course that was just for so many months, yes.
Yep.
Which let me pay the outstanding bills, but my outstanding costs. So I was ready to actually close the business down completely. And I had sent a message to our landlord, and they came back with the suggestion that instead of closing completely, why don't you just close the cafe and go back to your original, the other side of the hall, your original business.
Right.
And I thought, well, the rent was cut in more than in half, and I have a steady clientele for my chocolates.
Because the government required sales figures from 2019 when they determined profit loss and COVID-19 assistance, Knuckles wasn't able to claim anything. 2019 was unfortunately one of his worst financial years, and the government refused to review figures from any other year. So Knuckles has been getting by with only his savings and the CERB.
It was only the CERB, and it was one of those catch-22 situations.
Okay.
Everything was based on your sales figures from 2019. And 2019 was our worst year since I opened 6 years ago. So any kind of profit at all, which I was showing profit, disqualified me for the rental assistance, for the grants that were being offered for the loans, and or the employee assistance. It's the awful thing that happens with a small business.
Yeah.
And it was the luck of the draw for me. If I could have compared them to the year before, which was our best year before, 2018, then I could have shown a loss. But alas, the rules said I had to do it in 2019. And that was not a good year. I've basically financed this business on my own funds. So it was the make or break at this point, because I'd used up savings for it. It's the typical story of small businesses. I'd done it on my own and used up my savings to get it going. It's a well-respected business in town. Mm-hmm. No one wants to see it close. And the other part of it is that I deal in a luxury product, so I don't expect people to be crashing the doors down every day.
Right.
It's just a steady income except for the big chocolate holidays, as I mentioned before.
Okay.
That's why the cafe came about. The space came about, became open, because the first business moved to a different location. And it's like, well, I've always wanted to have a cafe. Here it is, the opportunity staring me in the face. Mm-hmm. So let's go through this and get it going. Everyone was quite helpful, but there's costs that incur. So, like I said, COVID, it wasn't anything I was doing wrong. COVID caused it.
Knuckles says that perhaps he needs to compromise with technology in order to expand his business, since online takeout and delivery services are expanding during COVID-19. He's not a huge fan, but understands that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yes, it's nothing to give up on.
Okay.
It's just we have to get into the new normal and get customer confidence.
Right.
If the people are not coming in, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah.
Interesting thing is how the food industry is changing. Everything is going now to takeout and delivery.
Yes.
And that's something I've resisted. With the chocolate shop, because I want you to come in. I want to have to send out things to you. But I've just gone through a negotiation with a customer who literally is across the street trying to arrange delivery and to do all of this through the internet. And I said, this is not anything I really want to do, but income is income. So I've gone through it. So if small businesses did not have an internet presence, then business really would fold quite quickly. I do mine through Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And the value of pictures is enormous.
Ed is grateful for the emotional support throughout this difficult year, including from his partner Stan, who has been by his side.
I've had great community support. That's the other thing. My church has been very supportive through it all. My customers have been very supportive. My employees have been very supportive. Sackville is a lovely little town that way.